Kishon Rabosa, today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Dalet. We have the schus of starting the seventh parak of Maseches Pesachim. By now we've gotten into the korbanos mode of the Masechta. We do have three more prakim left, but we are attacking and going weiter and talking about different topics within the Korban Pesach. So finally, again, we had talked about a couple of details right in the last prakim. Right, the order of the korbanos, and you know, whether docha Shabbos and stuff like that. So now we're getting to the actual mitzvah itself, and that's what the parak starts with. Ketzad solin es haPesach. How do you roast the korban Pesach? As you know, the pasuk tells us, right? So we had that last week's parsha, or I guess two parshas ago. Tzli esh rosho al kirav the al kirbo. That's, you have to roast it right with its head on its insides, and on its insides and on its legs. And I guess we'll explain that that means that in a second. You'll see it just roasted whole with the insides taken out of it and roasted with it. But that's the pasuk, and the Gemara wants to know, the Mishnah wants to know, what is exactly the process here. So the Gemara says, Mevi'in shpud shel rimon, you take a spit made out of pomegranate wood, and the Gemara will talk about why, specifically pomegranate wood. V'tochbo l'toch piv ad beis nekuvah. So, right, so you kind of, as you can imagine, you stick the spit through the animal's mouth, and until it comes out the end, until it comes out the back, venosin es krav ves bnei meav letocho. And according to the Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you take the insides and you inside of it, and you put the legs and the inside. The krav is the legs, and then bnei meav is the insides, right inside the animal. Right, you would put it inside like the open cavity where you took out the stuff that you burned on the Mizbeach. That's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, I don't like that, because Kibim Bishul Huzeh, because then what are you doing? It's almost like you're cooking the insides, right? Again, if you can imagine, it's sewn up there. I don't know if it's sewn, but it's inside the animal's stomach, as it were. That's almost like you're cooking the meat and the insides inside of the animal. So Rabbi Kiva says, El tolin chutzabo, rather, you hang the animals. Obviously, the legs are still attached, but the insides are outside of the animal. And we'll see a discussion, right? Again, Rashi points out over here, I guess it's not in the Gemara, but Rashi points out over here that you put it on the spit itself. If you look at Rashi, tochvan b'shpud lamala mipiv shel tolet. You put it like, you know how like in all those classic, you know, commercials, you have the apple inside of the mouth of the pig or whatever they're serving at the big family dinner. So same thing. It's like, it's not inside the mouth, but it's right above the mouth on the spit, right? If you can imagine the spit, the animal's mouth is, the spit is through the animal's mouth. So just in front of the mouth goes the insides. If I'm not mistaken, the Rambam writes that it goes on top of the head, but all right, either way, but that's what Rashi says. It goes right in front of the head on the spit itself. Fine. Ain't so, okay, weiter in the Mishnah. Ain't solen is a Pesach lo l'shpud v'lo l'askola. You can't roast the Korban Pesach on a metal spit. Right, this is a shpud. Obviously, it's a shpud we had said before, but this is a spit made of metal, as Rashi says, shal barzel. V'lo l'askola. Askola says, is a type of a grill. And Amar Rabbi, even though you might think that was roasting, but we'll see in a second what the problem is with that. Right? Again, you know, you do roast technically when you throw meat on a grill, so we'll see why that was a problem. Amar Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok says, Ma'aseh b'Rav Gamliel she'amar tafi avdo tzei utzlei lanu es haPesach al haAskala. Actually, Rabbi Gamliel said, go grill, rather roast the Korban Pesach on a grill, on a barbecue, and obviously that's against what we just said. We'll have to discuss that, not today, but we'll have to talk about that. Okay, fine. So either way, so again, we said that we roast the Korban Pesach on a spit of pomegranate wood. You can almost imagine the marketplaces. Right? Come Pesach time, right? You have matzah, you have the kosher Pesach meat, and you have sticks of pomegranate wood, right, being sold in the supermarket, right? Meheri bana beis hamikdash. So Nesi Shamatachas, the Gemara says, what's the problem with a metal spit? I don't understand. What's the problem with a metal spit? What's this pomegranate wood? So Gemara says, because I did the chamik tzaso chamkulo. Since when you use a metal spit, right, over a fire, right, some of it becomes hot, and that heat spreads, and therefore all of it will become hot, and then what happens? The kamitave machmas ashpud. Then what's happening? Then you're cooking the part of the meat that's right on the metal. It's not being cooked by the fire, but it's being cooked or I guess roasted is probably the proper verb, as being roasted by the spit itself. Right? And the Torah says that you have to roast it with the fire. You can't roast it with the metals. The Gemara says, okay, v'nesi shel dekel, so bring me wood of a palm tree. So what's this pomegranate stuff? So it says, I did the Islay Shibe Mafik Maya. Since there are grooves inside of, if you ever look at a palm tree, right, there are the grooves in the wood, and therefore there's place for the water, for the liquid that's inside of the wood to get out, and then Vahami Kamavushal, then you'll be heating the water, and that'll be like you're cooking it. Okay, but Nesi Saltena, so what about a fig tree? So I did the Machalchel Mapik Maya, Vahami Kamavushal, same thing, but a little different, but meaning the fig wood apparently is hollow. Okay, and the water will come out, the liquid will come out, and it will cook it instead of roast it. I have an AC shell alum, shell shruv, shell shikma, right? You have other types of wood that you could bring. So I says, I did these big kitri mapik maya. So same idea, you have these knots, there's some sort of like, the wood is kind of like twisted a little bit, and you have to cut off the wood, right, to make it straight and flat. So you're going to have, again, you're going to have these holes, and then the liquid is going to come out of there. So the Gemara says, well, okay, if that's a problem, so shall remo nami is big kitri. I don't really have an idea of what these woods look like. But the Gemara says the pomegranate wood also has these types of knots. And the Gemara says, she kitri. No, those knots are smoother, right? You don't have to actually cut them off, and you won't end up with holes in the wood for the water to come out. Or another answer, benavga barshasa delespe kitri. Or we're talking about a very young pomegranate tree in its first year, barshasa, right? It's 1 year old, and it does not have any knots at all. Okay, fine. I have a ha'ikabe psake, but there still is the place where you cut the wood from, right? Obviously, that's a hole in the wood, and the liquid could come out of there. The Gemara says, inachinami, demapik, leve, paske, levar. That's what you have to put that outside of the animal, right, to make sure, right, that's the end of the stick, right, that makes sense, and then you have to leave that outside of the animal, and make sure that the water or the liquid drips out that way, and doesn't actually cook the carbon pesach. Okay, fine. Now, it says the Gemara must nisim to look Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya would learn the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kishim, Sheshput, Shel, Eitz, Eno, Nisraf, Kach, Shput, Shel, Mateches, Eno, Martiach. Rabbi Yehuda says that just like a wood, the spit that's wooden, it does not get burned, right? It's not going to get burned up, right? It doesn't get toasted. So too, a metal spit does not become hot for whatever reason, right? Again, I'm not sure exactly in terms of the physics there. But Rabbi Yehuda says that, you know, the little part of the spit that's over the fire, right, is not going to be hot enough, and it's not going to be able to conduct heat throughout the entire metal spit, and therefore he says a metal spit is fine. Amru lo, they said to him, ze cham mitzazu cham kulo, veze cham mitzazu eino cham kulo. He said no, the heat on the metal spit will spread, and therefore it's no good, and that's why you need to use wood. Okay. Venosin es krav, you put the legs and the insides in it, that's Rabbi Yosef Galili. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that's cooking, and therefore you put it on the outside. Tanya within the Reza, Rabbi Shmuel koreo toch, Rabbi Tarfon koreo gedimu kulos. Rabbi Shmuel would call the korban pesach toch, which is an onomatopoeia, which is how it would sound when you cooked the meat inside of the animal. And it's like Rabbi Yosef Galili, if I'm not mistaken. And then Rabbi Tarfon, Korela Gedimakulas, Rabbi Tarfon would call it, we've mentioned a couple times the Masechta, it's a goat with a helmet, or an armored goat, because it looks like he's wearing some sort of armor. I guess if it's just outside, right, this would seem to prove that you should put the insides on top of the goat's head, as opposed to right in front of the goat's mouth, like Rashi said, but okay. Fine, that's right with the translation of Gidim Kulos. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan will enter a brisa. Ezu Gidim Kulos to Asr Lechol Balei Pesach Bezman Hazeh. What is this Gidim Kulos, this way of roasting a goat, with an armored goat, that's Asr to do nowadays on the Seder night? Meaning, what is this way of roasting the Korban Pesach that is kosher, when the Beis Hamikdash will be built? Because what was a good Korban Pesach back then is usher for us to do now, right? Because Mitzvah Shem, we should be zochah for it, but we're not allowed to roast, we're not allowed to roast any meat or etc. or any food whatsoever on the Lel Seder, right? Because we're going to Chas Hashem, we should think that it's actually the Korban Pesach. So what is this thing that we're not allowed to do nowadays, i.e. that they used to do back then? What was the process? Kol shetzlos kuluk echad, they would roast it all together, right, as one, right, they wouldn't cut it off. Nechtach mimenu aver, if they did cut off a piece of a limb, or nishlak mimenu aver, or you cooked or boiled one of the Avarim, one of the limbs. So Ein Ze Gdima Kulas, that doesn't count. That's not Gdima Kulas, that's no good. So Ashi Yishlomar, and now you could say, and Nechtach Kumenu Aver, the Gemara says, one second, Nechtach Kumenu Aver, if you cut off a limb, Dafa Gavdakam Matri Le Behedya, Amar Talo. If you're telling me that you if you cut off a leg, right, but it's roasted together, right, let's say you cut off a leg and then you stick it on the back of the spit, right, that's no good, right? That's not considered extima kulas. So nishlag mi bayis. So you don't even need to you don't need to tell me that you if you boil one of the legs, right, then that's obvious, right? Mistama, you're going to boil the limb, right? It's going to be cut off as well, right? You can't boil the leg if it's still attached, theoretically. So Gemara says, no, actually you can. Jamar of Shesh says, Shishlaka b'machubar. No, you, if for whatever reason you have a fire, and you take a pot, and you hang the pot on the spit, and you boil one of the legs, well, you can come up with some contraption that that's also what they needed to teach me, that you're also not allowed to boil, let's say, what your kids like, I don't know, boiled meat. So no, you can't do that. You can't roast almost the entire thing and boil one of the limbs. That's no good. It has to be completely and entirely roasted over the fire. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Mayimul yosa sharia. High muliyasa, sorry, this type of roasted animal, and muliyasa, as we're going to say, is a roasted animal that's stuffed. They used to stuff it with raw meat. That was like a thing. Okay, but right, if you look at Rashi, k'moshanu memailin hatzlayin v'tarnegolin bein basar latzamos. You fill in the meat inside of the animal, right? Between the meat and the bones. So if you can imagine, like, you open up, if you take a chicken, you open it up, so you stuff it inside, right? Turkey, right? I'm sure you can imagine stuffed turkey, stuffed animals. So that's what they used to do. They used to stuff it. So that is sharia, Rashi says. Even if you don't roast the meat that's inside of it, then in that case, still mutter. That's mutter. Now, this is not talking about, I take it right, so I should have clarified. This is not talking about the Korban Pesach. This is talking about a halacha of, in terms of the blood. And so, as we know, if we just finish Rashi, we'll complete the thought. Even if you salted it, like you would salt something that you're going to roast, so basically, there are two ways. I should have really prefaced with this. Okay, either way. There are two ways of getting the blood out of an animal. Either it is roasted and the blood will come out, or you salt it, but you salt it heavily, meaning that there is a salting that you need to do. If you're going to roast it, it's a lighter salting. But if you salt it heavily, so then you don't necessarily need to roast it. But either way, if I'm not mistaken. But Rabbi says over here, if you put the meat inside of the animal, so then it is mutter to eat. It's mutter to eat even though you have a blood issue. Meaning, because Rabbi holds that the blood is not a problem. So I'm like, okay, what about the blood? You have the meat inside. Again, the raw meat inside was not treated properly yet. Right? It was not... So the blood is still in there. So the blood is going to, from the meat that's raw inside of the animal, is going to go into the animal's meat. So Amalei said them kavola kach polto. And this is a phrase that is used in Hilchos Kashrus a lot. Just like the way it swallows it, so too it spits it back out. Meaning, the heat that is applied, right, with the heat will make the animal absorb the blood of the raw meat, but it's also going to make it spit it out. And therefore the blood does not stay, and therefore you have no issue. Right, again, so the blood is absorbed, but then it is spit out as well. Name of Misayele, so maybe we have some proofs for Rabbah's concept of Kabbalah Kachpolta, just to clarify in terms of a lot of Hilchos Kashrus. And let's say you want to kasher a pot for Pesach. So the way you kasher very much depends on how you use the pot. If you use the pot to boil, let's say you want to boil chicken soup and you have kreplach in there, or you have matzah balls. So it's a chametz tikka pot. So the way to kasher it is to stick it in boiling hot water. If you used it, and that's kabbalah kachpoto, the way it swallows flavor, the way the pot absorbs, so too, that's how it spits out. Okay, just that's a phrase that comes up a lot in Hilchos Kashrus. So name of Misayele, maybe let's say our Mishnah is actually approved for Rabbah. Right, because what does our Mishnah say? No sin is krav, it's bimnei e'av l'tocho. You can put, again, according to Yosei Glili, you can put the insides and the legs inside of the animal. My time, lav mishnah darmin kabbalah kachpoto, right? We didn't mention anything about the blood, right? So apparently we see that the animal spits out the blood when it's roasted, after it absorbs it. So I mean, they said shiny also not as different. Why we came into ikan beza shchita the mechalcha there because the animal is shechted. So therefore, the blood right flows out. Right, mechalcha literally means it has a hole, but the blood basically flows out of the animal through the neck. So there's no issue over there. It's not even going to have. That actually keeps on going. Mechalchel made of daif, and the blood flows out. And then I guess as Rashi says, you know, says pretty well. He says lefi, not that he needs my approval, but lefi shen is kishen nitle batanur, when the goat is hung inside of the oven or over the fire, the pi beis shchitaso lemata. And I guess it's hung at an angle where if it's hung flat, but it's hung straight so that the neck is facing downwards. So the blood, so adam yotze derechala, so yachala tzavar. So the blood will run out through that hole in the neck, and that's fine. So that's why we don't have an issue of blood. Okay, fine. So let's bring another brisa, maybe that will support this concept of rab of that kavolo kachpoto. So name of seyele, maybe the brisa says halev koro motzi damo. If you're going to eat the heart, okay, sure, why not? It's technically part of the animal. So what do you have to do? You have to cut it open, korea. You have to tear it open, then take out the blood, and then cook it. If you lo koru, but if you didn't, kor la'achal bishulo mutter. You can even tear it open and cut it open after it was cooked, and it's mutter. My time, why is that true? Right, mistama, right, the meat, the flesh of the heart absorbs some of the blood that was there. So the lamishu that bring a kabbalah kapota. Don't we say that? It absorbed it, but it spit it out. So Kumar says no. Shani lev deshia. The heart the heart is smooth on the outside, and therefore it was not bolea bechlal. Right? If you look at Rashi, the lobala, right? It's not. It doesn't absorb the blood whatsoever. Afilu gedera namishari. Even if you cook it, therefore it's mutter. Afagav deleka lemeimar kachpoto. Even though we're not going to say that it spits it out necessarily, right? This is not a proof for rabbi necessarily, but still, it's not even bolea. It doesn't even absorb the blood because it is smooth, completely smooth all around. This is actually comes up lahalacha. You think how many people are eating hearts of cows? Okay, I hear you, and that's probably not so common. But this concept of the fact that something that is smooth does not absorb is cited by the poskim in terms of glass. When you're talking about glass, does glass become milchig or fleishich or treif, I don't know, yai nesach or whatever? So the reason that we paskin that glass does not absorb flavor is because it's entirely smooth. Right? You have different opinions, but the ways we paskin that glass does not absorb flavor, right? You can switch off between, I guess if you had hot milchigs, right? You had a hot coffee in a glass mug, I guess, for whatever reason, right? We don't really use glass for that, but okay. If whatever reason, so then you can use it for, I don't know, fleishich meat soup right after? I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Basically, the glass is not absorbed because of this, because of the fact that it's completely smooth. That's what the post can quote, and it does not absorb, just like a heart. Okay, fine. A very odd application of this, but yes, it does obviously. This is why you need a post like Agav, just to ad lib. This is why when you ask a shayla to someone, you could, sometimes, you know, us in our lacking, none of us, I would imagine, who are listening to this shir, myself certainly included, are holding enough in shas to be able to paskin real shilas on our own. Right, this is why you need to ask a Rav a shila, because sometimes you have no idea like where this reasoning or logic would come from. Right? Who in the world would think that the fact that glass does not swallow comes from the halacha that the Gemara says that hearts don't absorb blood when they are cooked? Okay, I mean, that's why you need someone who's holding in all types of halacha and all over Shas and all over the Gemara to answer shilas, because very often, as educated as we are, we're inevitably missing some sort of information sometimes. Okay, either way, that was just an ad lib. Viter. V'haravin saba tafle ahi bar gozla l'rav. Ah, so the Gemara says, one second. This is a proof, yeah. Meaning, to prove Rav's shita that kabbalah kachpoto. The story says that Ravin, the saba, the grandfather, right, the older Ravin, gave a bar gozala, a dove, to Rav, and it was roasted, and he had put like an outside a coating on it, a coating of bread or something. What's it called? He said, I was trying to see if I can find the Rashi on it here, but yeah, Rashi says Yesh Yofe Balechem, right? He gave him a schnitzel, basically the Maisa, right? And Amalei, he said, Imali Tafle Havli Ve'echol. Now, he said, Rav said, if it's good, so give me some. Right, so, but the Gemara says, meaning the implication being that mistama, right, it was roasted with it. So mistama that yeah, Rashi says v'siyata l'rabba, it proves Rabba that even though it was there when the bird was cooked, right, and mistama it absorbed the bread, absorbed some blood, so mistama it must have spit it out also. So Gemara says no, ahi b'smida d'mifar, that's not a good proof because that was made of smida's fine flour apparently. No, Rashi says beis itself soles, right? Soles is the fine flour they made the korban mincha from. So, and that is mefarer, right? Has pirurim, that's the word nowadays in Hebrew as well, but it has crumbs. And so the blood would seep through. It wasn't like a meat pie, which is wrapped in dough, and the blood couldn't get out. So no, the blood got out when it was roasted, even though it had this breading on the outside of it. Okay. Either way, I mean, we brought all these proofs to try to prove Rabba. And none of those proofs that we brought were really, really helpful. So Gemara goes right there and tries again, trying to help figure out whether we pass him like this la'alacha. V'harava ikla lebe reish galusa. Rava came to the base of the reish galusa, v'taflu le bar av avza, and they also had some schnitzel with a goose, and that was roasted as well. So Amar, he said, il idolo de chazise de zig kezuza, had I not seen that there was, that this schnitzel, the breading, was as white as glass. Kezuzah chiyura, sorry, it wasn't clear as white glass. Lo achlimine, meaning if there would have had any redness in it, I would have assumed that it's blood. I v'isagadai dech kabola kapolto. So my area kizig. I feel lo zignami. If you're telling me that it absorbs the blood and then spits it out, so who cares whether it's red or not? Right, mistama. If it spits it out, so the red it would not have been blood. It would have been something else. I don't know, ketchup, whatever it was. So we see that we don't say kabolo kach polto. So when it says no hasa mechivura the shayir, there we're talking about white flour, and that does not, again, that does not spit out for whatever reason. That does not spit out the blood that it might absorb. Apparently, it was not polate whatever it absorbed. Okay, fine. The hilchos on halacha is the smida, the fine flour that we talked about. That's already before, not the last case, but that's already the soles, right? That was in the case of Rav and Saba, right? That with the dove and the schnitzel. So that, if you're using that type of flour, bein asmik bein lo asmik sharia, regardless of whether it's red or not, it's mutter, because it's the blood seeps out, it's not going to be blood, whatever it is, whatever the redness that you saw is not blood. Dechiyurta, if it's this, what we just mentioned, this white flour that is very kind of dense and it doesn't let the blood to sleep out, easy kezuzah, if it's really white, kezuzah chiyura, like it's white glass, so then sharia, then it's mutter. Ilo, but if you see any redness, then it's aser. The shar kim, what about other types of flour? So asmik aser, lo asmik shari, sorry, that has, excuse me, the exact same status as the white flour. If it's red, then you have a problem. Okay, hi mulyasa. Again, this mulyasa. This is the animal that you stuff with raw meat. So mand aser afilu pumalatachas. Right? Who asers even if it's open downwards, meaning if the blood is open towards the bottom. Umand sharia afilu pumalael. Meaning it's aser even if the mouth is fading downwards, and the one who says it's mutter even if it's upwards, meaning even if the for whatever reason the animal's roasted upside down. And the hilchos on the halacha is molyasa shari afilu pumalael, and the halacha is that it is mutter. We might have shach again because kebolo kach polter. Okay, fine. Now what about other foods with blood? Umtza is again raw meat. Baye is testicles, right? That's a thing, apparently. Cow testicles. They have, what do they call it? In Colorado, I think they call it like Rocky Mountain oysters, right? Like cow testicles. Okay. People eat that. Umizrke, and those are different veins and arteries of the animal. So pligibo rav acha viravina. It's a machlokas. Pecholot arakula, and the Gemara just says before we paskin, throughout the entire Torah, throughout all of the machlokas, machloksing in the Gemara, Ravacha lechumra, Ravina lekula. Ravacha is always lechumra, and Ravina is always lekula. It looks like a Ravina lekula. We're makel in those cases. Lavar mehanit laws, except for these three cases we just mentioned before. The Ravacha lekula, Ravina lechumra, it looks like a Ravacha lekula. That actually Ravacha is the makel one, and we paskin like him. So now, what are these three cases? So ha umtza de as make it kun. If you're talking about this, the raw meat that is now it's red. If you cut it and you salted it, it's mutter even if you're going to cook it. meaning just the regular salting, like normal meat, is not enough, right? You have to cut it open and let it ooze out. Shpidei b'shpudin shari, but if you roasted it over a spit, so then it's fine, because it may have died, because the blood flows out, right? The roasting accomplishes what the salting would have done, right? The roasting will allow the blood to flow out. Achte agomre, if you put it on coals, you put it on a grill, barbecue style. So pligi barvecha ravina, that's a machogas, chad sari, chad asr v'chad shari, right? One says mutter, one says asr. Man the asr matzmis tzamis, the one who says it's asr, he holds that the heat of roasting it right on the coals, right over the coals, is going to make the meat shrink and keep the blood inside, almost like like saran wrap, like it's going to keep the blood inside of it. Man the shari, meshav shayiv. But the one who says that it's mutter, so he says that the heat is going to bring the blood out of it, and milchusa meshav shayiv, and that's the halacha that it's mutter. V'chein bei, so too with cow testicles or other animal testicles, I guess. Chadchinu malchinu afilu gedera the sharian. Right, again, the same idea that you can't just salt them; you need to also cut them open to make sure the blood goes out. So then they're mutter. Talinu b'shpuda sharian. Again, if you roast it, so then they're also mutter made of dive because the blood comes out. And achtinu agumre. But if you put them on coals, like we said before, then again pligi baravacha ravina chad aser v'chashari man aser matzis tzamis, right, man shari mashav shayiv, right, same idea. Say as we said before, that the whole machlokas is whether the heat over the coals will make it shrink and retain the blood, or make the blood come out. And we paskin that it is mutter that the blood comes out. V'chein mizrugi, so too over here by the veins and the arteries of the animal. Chatchei umalchei if you look at the ershari. Right, if you cut, you have to cut it open. If you have a piece of meat that contains those arteries or veins, so you have to cut it open and let the blood drip out. Taliyei b'shpuda, if you suspended it on a spit. Beis ha'shchita latatai, if the beis ha'shchita is facing downwards, so then shari that's mutter, and because may not die, then the blood will come out. Achre agumre, and then if you put it on the coals, again, you have the machlokas, pligi ravacha ravina, chada asr v'chashari, manda asr matzmi tzamis, right, and manda shari, meshev shayiv, vilchsa meshev shayiv, and the same idea that we said before, that the halacha is that the heat is going to bring out the blood. All right, a little bit further, hay umtzod asmik, again, if you have a piece of meat that turned red, so chalye asr, so then anything that comes out of it, meaning like the juices that come out of the meat, is asr, lo asmik, but if it's not red, meaning if you don't see any blood there, so then chalye shari, then its juices are going to be mutter. Ravina amar afil lo asmik nami, even if it's not red, regardless, mimadav shah chalye asr, the juices are asr, because yesh deles beishurke dama, because it's impossible that there's no blood in there. Okay, Amrle bar amemar l'Ravashi. So amemar's son Mar said to Ravashi, Abba, my father, meaning amemar, magama le game. He would swallow these juices. Again, that did not come. Rashi has two understandings of what he's talking about. Either the juices that came out of the meat that's not red, like we said before, or Rashi says he used to soak the meat in vinegar. He used to swallow the vinegar. Tosus is not happy with that, right? You can just ayin shum the last Tosus on the daf, right? Tosus does not like that at all. But okay, either way, two understandings of what Amemar used to swallow. Again, stomach coming off of the last thing we just said, right? I think stomach the most logical. Not that Rashi needs my approval, is the first way he says that we've just been talking about the juices that come out of an animal, if they're not red, so that you can drink it. So that's what he used to do. Some people say that no, it wasn't Amemar, but Ravashi Gufei Megamale Gamue. It was actually Ravashi himself, not Amemar, who did this, who swallowed these juices. Okay, we'll go weiter in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Rabosei, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.